This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy weekend. I can consider it the weekend, right? We're getting things started. You know, I do what I want, okay? As I come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, when you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can, just like I can, do what I want. And what I'm going to do in the last hour of the show, thank you to everybody who listened, called in to the first 3 hours. We're going to talk more basketball. I'm going to take more of your calls as the Celtics beat the Miami Heat 121-108 to force a game 6 this upcoming Sunday. And then we absolutely have to talk about Lamar Jackson versus Patrick Mahomes. This conversation is a must. Monday Night Football. We deserve this matchup after the trash we got last night for Thursday Night Football. Who the hell wants to see the Dolphins and the Jaguars? Get that trash out of here and give us a serviceable game. Go ahead, give us a great one. Thank you. Let's see if this is a future AFC title matchup. Maybe we can get a great one in a few months. Let's see. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Boston Celtics. We were talking about the Miami Heat. Are the Celtics capable of coming back? Do you feel strongly that the Boston Celtics can come back? They've held leads in this series. They've given them up. Jimmy Butler has said the Celtics have more talent. But the Heat, they have more experience. They play with more grit. Let's see if the Celtics can, their young players can add to their legacy. Let's see if they can pull a Denver Nuggets and come back. I've been chatting up on the phone lines with you, and I'm going to do it again right now. This is a reminder. 855-212-4CBS, the line. It's sponsored by Geico. And did you know, right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to geico.com to learn more. Let's take your calls here on these Boston Celtics. Whether you think they can come back or not. Dennis, he's in Toronto, Canada. Dennis, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
Hey, JR, what's going on, brother?
I'm good. Go ahead, D.
Fantastic stuff. I mean, the idea of the Celtics coming back and taking this thing shouldn't be a surprise to anyone. I mean, especially when you're littered with that kind of talent. I mean, you got a future MVP in Tatum. You got Jaylen's got a Defensive Player of the Year in his resume in the future. But, if I had to tell you, I just don't see the foundation of Riley, Spoelstra, Jimmy Buckets letting this thing go. So, if I had to say, I think it's going to be Miami, but let's be honest here. LeBreezy's not letting this thing go. He's getting his fourth. So, I mean, the Celtics look nice. They got good pieces. But this year, LeBreezy's taking it.
Okay. Thank you, Dennis, for calling up from Toronto. I agree with you. I like the Los Angeles Lakers, regardless of who they face off against. I favor the Lakers to go out there and win it all. But let's see, A, I know we got some angry Nugget fans who are mad at you and me for even putting the Lakers in the finals already, but I think it's inevitable. Talk to me on Monday. And then on the other hand, I mean, yeah, let's see. Celtics, Miami, you know, if Miami can win this series, I'd venture to say they're going to be real hot. You know, we want to have a discussion as to what hot means for a team. Shoot, if the Celtics come back, man, they're going to be hot. I always thought Miami, and I still think that they would give them a tougher time than the Lakers. I think it's a more difficult matchup if the Lakers were to take on the Miami Heat just because of their defense. And I think their ability to zone in and lock in. The Celtics, as we've seen, and then giving up some of these leads, they can be lackadaisical. They can fall asleep. Their talent in certain instances has shined a little brighter. Kept them in the series. Won the game for them tonight. Allowed them to come back. James is calling up from California. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What do you think about the Celtics' chances of coming back in this series?
I think they're going to win it. I think they're going to win it in Game 7. I love your show, by the way. But I think the momentum has definitely switched to us in a long wall. And just watching us, by the way, Jason Tatum and all of them, the rest of them played tonight. Brad Stevens got the whole bench of the Boston Celtics going tonight. I mean, you could really tell how they all played tonight. They played with real fire in their eyes tonight, and they really wanted it. And that's what makes a real champion out of you. We have 17 titles to our name, and we're not quitting yet at all.
Okay. Well, James, I know about the titles, but that might be in the team's history. It might be in the legacy. It might be something that subconsciously permeates through the players in the organization. But let's be real. You got to step out onto that court. You don't have the basketball ghost of Larry Bird or Bill Russell heading out there with you. You got to show up yourself.
No, we have Jason Tatum out there, and he did a hell of a job for us tonight. And he really played. I mean, he showed up. He's really giving this team a lot of spark with us. You know, what happened in the past is what happened in the past. But what happened tonight on the court, if you're going to finish a team, you're going to finish a team. They didn't finish us. And we see a game 6 on Sunday now.
Okay. That's right. Thank you, James, for calling up from California. James utilized half of one of my favorite phrases. You got to show up and show out. You got to let the folks know that you're there. And that's what Tatum has done. And I think it's just pretty damn cool if you're a Celtics fan. I think it's pretty damn cool if you're a basketball fan to see the next generation of the Celtics. And Paul Pierce is out of here. He's on television saying stupid things that I only see if it comes across me on the internet. Paul Pierce is gone. He's talking garbage on TV now. But now we got Tatum. He's actually somebody that you can look at and like. He just looks like he enjoys basketball. You have Jaylen Brown, who has shown, both of these guys, they've shown that they're like solid human beings. I mean, you hear stories about Paul Pierce and spitting and just cursing guys out. These Celtics, and then Kemba Walker is a gentleman out of the Bronx, New York. Shout outs to the Bronx, New York, my former home. The Celtics are actually a likable basketball team, which is crazy to say. Because for the most part, you think about teams that have had success, people hate their guts. People hate the Patriots. They hate the Yankees. They hate the Cowboys and their success from 25 years ago. People hate winners. But these Celtics, they're actually like likable guys. Adam is calling up from Philadelphia. Adam, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Celtics coming back?
Yeah, I think the Celtics are coming back in this series. Not that Spoelstra won't make adjustments, don't get me wrong. But Brad Stevens up against the wall kind of figured this out. And he always seems to. He changes up his defenses a lot in terms of zones. That's what the best coaches do. But what he did in the second half tonight was you could tell with his back finally really against the wall, down against Miami, he must have looked at the box score and said, okay, I see what's happening here. We're killing them on the offensive glass, and that's what they want. That's the trap that these types of track meet styles, because Miami won two games shooting 27% from three. So it's like what you do is you stop going so hard to the offensive glass, get your big guys back, and then you force Dragic. You get out, and what he did was he put a type of zone together to take out the 3-point shooters from Miami, and force Dragic to become the scorer. And Dragic did score, but what it did was it slowed down Miami, didn't allow them to get the 3-point shots off, and put Miami in a position also where the Celtics were getting they led in defensive rebounds in the game 37-32. They won that battle. And he saw where they needed to get it done. And I just don't know that Miami can change this now because he's going to do that in the next game. And it's hard because with Walker, Tatum, and Brown, you have three guys that don't need guys to give them second chances for them to get it done. They will still make shots. And the problem is the Celtics will continue to do that. And somehow Spoelstra will have to make an adjustment that's going to allow Miami to win. And it's going to be hard because those three guys can make shots even if you don't get second chance points.
Thank you, Adam. Coach Adam calling up from Philadelphia. Adam, the Celtics, are they going to win?
I think they are. I really do.
All right. Shout outs to Coach Adam calling up from Philadelphia. Appreciate you, Adam. Let's talk to Hamad. Hamad is calling up from right here where I live, Atlanta. Hamad, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. Is Celtics coming back?
Absolutely. And I think you had mentioned this a couple minutes ago, but, you know, this Celtics team is a incredibly likable team. And it's crazy because it's the Celtics, you know. Like, I'm a Magic fan. And
Whoa, let me ask you a question. There's a few questions I now have to ask you, Hamad. You set yourself up. I was going to ask you, let me go through a series of questions here. Hamad, you're calling up from Atlanta. I am here in Atlanta, Georgia. First of all, are you listening on 92.9 The Game?
I am, absolutely.
Well, you are a great man. That's the first question. The second question, and shout-outs to everybody who's within miles and minutes of me listening on 92.9 The Game. This is the second question. How old are you?
25.
Why the hell are you a fan of the Magic? Did you see, like, Dwight Howard just throwing passes into a three-point shooter, and you like the Magic?
Yeah, I was actually born there. And don't get me wrong, I love the Hawks. I love Trae Young, but you know, if the Hawks are ever playing the Magic, I gotta go for Orlando.
When the Hawks play the Magic, you know where I'm at in the arena?
Where?
I'm in the back eating food, not watching the game. Okay? I'm just calling a spade. But Hamad, ultimately you think Boston is gonna come back, huh?
Yeah, I think they're going to come back. Like, even before tonight's game, the series was literally, in my head, it was 2-2 because game one, like, the Celtics were one play away from winning that game. Like, and that block was incredible. I'm not taking
Bam Adebayo. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not taking anything away from Bam, but, you know, if it had gone the other way, it would easily be 2-2 right now. And, tonight's game, the score was tied. The overall score was tied. I think it was like 441 or something. So it literally just comes down to, like, you know, a couple of plays within the entire series that have changed or have switched the momentum towards the Heat. But I think Jason Tatum and – oh, go ahead.
He's the guy. No, I'm saying, and Jason Tatum is the guy. We know that. And thank you, Haman, for calling up from Atlanta. If you ever get out to State Farm when the world is normal, just shoot me a note and let me know you're around, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, all the best. No doubt. Thank you, Haman, for calling from Atlanta. Yeah, it's – look, Jason Tatum is the killer. I don't know. It's like playing a game of, I guess, who? Is that what it is? It produces Stu. You remember that game, Who? Is that what it was? Or Guess Who? Or whatever?
Guess Who with the cards that you had to, like, guess the facial features?
You had to flip the guy over. Who doesn't wear glasses? And
Yeah.
Who doesn't – it wasn't about a killer, right? Am I mixing games up?
No, I don't think that was about a killer. I don't think so. No, I think you're good.
Yeah, I'm mixing up games. There was like a game where you were in a house and you had the whodunit, I think it was.
Yes, whodunit.
Yes. Look, come on. Look, JR, I mean, I don't have an extensive knowledge of board games. If you want to play me in Scrabble, I will whoop your ass. But guess who and whodunit, I don't know. But I do know that Jason Tatum is a bad, bad man. And he's going to be a bad man for a long time because I don't even think he can he does have a full beard. Yeah. But I don't think he's reached his physical prime yet. Let's put it that way. Mike is calling up from Portland, Oregon. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, how's it going, JR? I'm on speaker. Is that killing your feet or am I good?
Well, you got a perfect phone. You need to send it to me.
Okay, sounds good. All right, listen, I started listening to your show just a while back. I work a split shift, and you're on radio.com, and you're on when I get out, so it's great. I'll start by saying I'm a diehard New England sports fan, born and raised in Springfield, Massachusetts, but I'm also a gambler, so I can put my feelings aside when it comes down to it. I think that the Celtics are going to win in seven, and I got a couple of reasons why. You know, what Denver's doing is amazing. You know, it's unprecedented, you know, coming back 3-1 in a couple series, but they're playing in a bubble. So anything can happen. This is a crazy year. A lot of crazy things have happened. I don't think Denver comes back 3-1 in two series if they're playing in a bubble. The Celtics, on the other hand, they're a more talented team. Miami is playing great. I love watching this series. I mean, I'm a lot more excited about watching this than watching them, say, play Philly. You know what I mean? I love watching
what
them
a shot.
Play. Yeah. You know, but they got the momentum. But other than that, they have a more talented team. Now, these guys are playing – Miami's playing out of their minds. You know, Butler's going to do what Butler's going to do. But, you know, Hero, you know, him doing what he did, Robinson doing what he did in the first half in this game, it's great. You know, it's an exciting series, but –
It is.
You know, I think that the talent is going to play out in this. And I think
okay.
because they're in the bubble, I think they take it one game at a time. If there was no bubble, JR, Miami wins this series.
Okay.
I'm saying that as a Celtics fan.
Well, Mike, I don't know about that. And thank you, Mike, for calling from Portland. Appreciate you for listening on the radio.com app. Look, I don't know. I think the Heat are in a solid position because they are in a bubble right now. James is calling from Georgia. James, we're up against a break. Go ahead. What do you think?
Hey, JR.
What's up, James? Go ahead, please.
Go ahead. Look, my name is James Butler. They call me Jimmy Butler. And I promise you that he will pull this off because of what they've been playing and because of Jimmy Butler.
Which one, you or him?
Him.
Okay, James.
But I'm just saying, really, my name is James Butler. No lie. From Georgia. I'm in LaGrange, Georgia. But the Miami Heat will pull this off and give the Lakers a harder rim to go than the Celtics will right now.
Yeah.
Because Boston.
I agree.
But I just want to come let you know that, man. I mean, my name is James Butler. People call me Jimmy, Jane, whatever. My name is James Butler.
Well, damn it. I'll tell you this, James Butler. I haven't spoke to Jimmy Butler in about 3 or 4 years. So I'm glad to have spoken to another Jimmy Butler. Thanks for keeping me updated, James.
But I love your show, man. JR, you're one of a kind. I watch you on YouTube. You know your sports. You know your game. You have an excellent show. I listen to you every night. And I laugh how you correct people and get on people's ass.
Well, listen, thank you, James. You're the man. Shout outs to James for calling up. I'm sure. James, first of all, yes, thank you to everybody who has ever seen me on YouTube, of which there are more than 80 million people who have watched me on YouTube. Yes, I'm on YouTube at JR Sport Brief, just like everything else. And yeah, you're damn right. JR likes to get on that ass. Correct. There's never been a more truer thing. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. I see you, Jordan. I see you, Pat. We will get you on the line once we come back. Like I said, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Damn, I'm just looking at the Raiders. Ruggs, Jacobs, Waller, they all may be out. I mean, damn. Derek Carr is supposed to beat the Patriots with who? Goodness gracious. We're talking about basketball because that's what we got a lot of callers about. A lot of people passionate about the Celtics, people passionate about the Heat. And all this means is, damn, it's been a great series. That's what it is. Let's continue on the phone lines. I'm here with you for about a half hour more. Let's get it. And I do have to talk to you before I roll. There's a lot going on. Conor McGregor says he has a fight, not against someone who's ever had an MMA match. We'll talk about it. And then Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. It's going to be a hell of a matchup on Monday. I'm going to give you my thoughts on that. But let's get back to these lines on this Celtics Heat conversation. Are the Celtics still capable of coming back and winning? I say yes. I think it'll go seven. I always thought it would go seven. I thought it would be close. These are two great teams. Jordan's in Atlanta. Jordan, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on how the rest of the series will go?
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I'm a lifelong Heat fan, but I knew coming into this series, this would be a really tough series for the Heat because this is the best team they played all playoffs, besides maybe the Bucks. But this is a real complete team. I knew this was going to go seven, but I got the Heat winning it in seven. Just two really great teams. Hate to see one lose, but me as a Heat fan, I really want to see them get it done on Sunday, but I just see the Heat winning in seven.
Why is that, Jordan?
The Celtics really have a complete team from Kemba Walker all the way down to the bench. You see even Wanamaker coming in, making threes, guys coming off the bench, playing real tough minutes, even the rookie from Tennessee. I used to watch him play in college. Just guys giving really good minutes, but I feel the Heat are well-equipped to win this in seven. Just the experience they have with Dragic, he's been in the league for a while. Butler, he's been in the league for a while. Even the young talent they got, they're just different dudes. Jay Crowder coming off the bench making threes, even though he's been off the past two games. But I feel like he gets in rhythm on Sunday.
Okay. Well, Jordan, thank you for calling up from the ATL, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
No doubt about it. Let's go back up to Boston and talk to Pat. Pat, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think is going to happen with this series?
Hey, JR, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, Pat, please.
Awesome. Big fan out here in Boston. I hope you're right about the seven games. I was pretty pessimistic about that after last game. Feeling a little bit better about it after tonight. It looks like after that kid from,
Duncan.
The kid from Williams. Yes, Duncan Robinson, the kid from Williams. He cooled off a little bit in the third quarter.
Yes, he did.
Thank God. Thank God. And, you know, maybe we'll be able to swing it. They're not going to give up. Let's put it that way. You know what I mean? They're not going to give up. They're a good team.
They may not give up, but as we've seen, and the momentum is obviously on their side right now. The Celtics may not give up, but they certainly can have some lapses that can take them out of the game.
Oh, my God, I agree. It just seems like they just like the first few games of the series, it's like they just don't quite have enough. It's like this little, they just don't quite have enough. That's what it's felt like. And today, after today's game, it's the first time I felt more optimistic about the series. I've always thought they could win a game on the series. It's going to be tough.
All right. Well, let's see, Pat. Let's see what they do on Sunday. Appreciate you for listening, for being a fan, and for calling up from Boston. Let's go quite a ways from Boston. Let's go to Alaska, one of my favorite places that I've been. Mike, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What do you think?
I think Boston's going to win it all.
Okay. Why?
Because Tatum's going to break out on the next game.
Okay. Listen, that's reason enough for me. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you, my man.
I appreciate you letting me call you. I listen to you every night here in Anchorage, Alaska.
Well, damn it, Mike. Is it nighttime? What time is it?
It's actually 9:40 my time.
Yeah, it's not. Well, I get. Yeah, that is night. Touche.
But, you know, it'll touché. Be dark for a long time here coming up next month.
Well, listen, Mike, I have been up in Alaska, and let me tell you, it has tripped me out, okay? I'll put it that way when you think about the time. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, thank you for letting me call you. I listen to you all the time, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate you, Mike. Let me tell you, Alaska is one place that I need to take my ass back to. I went to Alaska to actually go to Anchorage and go dog sledding. If you're not in the car, when you have time, just go ahead. Google JR Sport Brief dog sledding. It was one of the best times of my life. I had a good time. But I'll tell you this much. It'll freak you out when the sun comes up at like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and the sun disappears at like 3 and 4 o'clock. You certainly feel like you're in a different world. But right now, you're on our world, CBS Sports Radio. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about just what the hell's going on. We got Pat Mahomes. We have Lamar Jackson. We have Conor McGregor with a new fight. We're going to talk about it when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Week 3 of the NFL season is underway. We're getting ready for Sunday. And we know we got some teams that are on the highway to hell. Sorry, Texans, Vikings, Jets. Just a few of the teams that are on the road to nowhere, more specifically, hell. Okay? Listen, folks, I'm rolling with you for about 15 more minutes. My main man, Sal Licata, is going to come through and make sure everything runs smooth, because that's what Sal Licata does. Okay? Tell him JR sent you. But listen, folks, we got a matchup on Monday night. Can't get here soon enough. I feel like we don't have too many marquee matchups. The NFL has so many damn games on. Look at the trash that we had to watch last night. Or maybe you watched it helped put you to sleep. The Miami Dolphins and the Jaguars. We got so many football games. It used to be, boom, Monday Night Football. Then it was Sunday Night Football. Then it's Thursday Night Football. It's like, why are you feeding us garbage? But Monday night, you have an opportunity to watch the reigning Super Bowl MVP go out and take on the reigning MVP. That's right. The Chiefs will be in Baltimore taking on the Ravens. This is the matchup. This is what I would love to see, not just as a matchup right now, but as an AFC title matchup. Give me this in January. I'd love to see it. You have an athletic quarterback. Quite frankly, Lamar Jackson might be the most athletic quarterback in NFL history. I mean, the dude went out there and put up just all-pro running back style numbers. Think about the type of season that he had. Christian McCaffrey can join Roger Craig and Marshall Faulk. He can haul in 1,000 yards in the air, 1,000 yards on the ground. Think about what Lamar Jackson did. This is a man who went out there and rushed for more than 1,200 yards. Who the hell does that? A quarterback? A quarterback? If I would have told you 20 years ago, hey, a guy rushed for 1,206 yards, you go, oh, okay, pretty damn good running back. Whoa, he's pretty damn good running back. No, he's a quarterback. He's a quarterback. He rushed for 1,206 yards. And then throw in the fact that he threw for 36. He threw 36 touchdowns. Only had 6 interceptions. And he's not even a fully developed quarterback. The man has been able to play utilizing his athleticism and his actual skills. His actual ability to fully understand the game and slow it down wasn't even there yet. And he won an MVP. Pretty damn amazing what this guy's going to continue to round out to be as he ultimately airs the ball out some more. And then on the other hand, you have Patrick Mahomes, who's basically been shot out of a cannon. He's like a shooting star. He's a phenom. He is an anomaly. 5,000 yards in the first season that you play? 50 touchdowns? Who and where the hell do you do that? These are two of the most exciting quarterbacks that you will ever see with your eyes. I don't care how old you are. Enjoy it. In the case of Pat Mahomes and the approximately $500 million that is likely to come his way with his contract with the Kansas City Chiefs, I think we got plenty of years watching Pat Mahomes. You know, I don't think Tom Brady, I don't think 6 Super Bowls is here for everybody. But I certainly believe Pat Mahomes, there's no reason to think why not. He just turned 25, that he might have a few more rings in front of him. At least another one sooner than later, I would think so. And a Lamar Jackson is just a matter of whether or not he's going to be healthy. Is Lamar Jackson going to have that longevity? Is he going to be able to actually throw the ball off of the snap as opposed to trying to throw off of the run or a scramble? That may never be the case. But, I mean, when your ass is out there juking left and juking right and spin move this and you want to go ahead and challenge the linebackers and you might be bigger, then you want to challenge the defensive backs, at what point does 1,200 yards catch up to you? Is that what Lamar's going to do again this year? I mean, goodness gracious. How long can he do that? It's going to be real fun to see how his game develops. We've had players that have taken a beating and still been out there. Brett Favre, 297 consecutive starts. Always banged up, but was still always out there. Ben Roethlisberger, I can tell you up and down about this guy, his injury history. He's like a doctor's favorite patient. He's like a chart. He's like a wall chart of anatomy. What got broken? What got hurt? Everything from his head to his toes. Ben Roethlisberger is always hurt, but for the most part, he plays. Last year was the first time, really, that he had to be out, besides a suspension that I will not get into the details of now. Pretty sure you know what I'm talking about. But they blew his whole elbow up last year. He didn't play. But besides that, Ben Roethlisberger stands in the pocket and delivers the passes. You might be coming for his legs. You might roll into his knees. But Ben is going to get the pass off. He's going to play. But Ben Roethlisberger, but Brett Favre, these weren't guys that were running into every level of the defense challenging the defenders. The defenders were coming after them. They had to take the hits. Lamar Jackson might try to avoid you. He might try to be evasive. But every now and then, yeah, you're bringing the fight to them. It's going to be real fun to see how that ages out. And we had a caller earlier on in the first hour of the show who basically said, oh, yeah, the Ravens got to win this game. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be curtains for them. And it might affect them later on in the year and the pressure. And I'm just like, get out of here. It's week three. Enjoy the matchup. We got a lot of football, hopefully, between now and January, between now and February. Enjoy this matchup between Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. I think there's not a doubt that Pat Mahomes is the better quarterback. And it's odd to even say this because for Pat Mahomes, his dad, to pitch in the major leagues, for Pat Mahomes, I don't know if you've ever seen him play basketball. I don't know if you've seen Pat Mahomes play baseball. But Pat Mahomes is an amazing athlete, all-around athlete. But it's crazy to say Lamar Jackson, you know, he's a better athlete, which is crazy to say. Or at least he relies on his athleticism. But Pat Mahomes, he is the epitome of what you want a QB to be. Patrick Mahomes is strictly amazing. I just want Lamar Jackson to last. I want to see these two guys go at it for the next 10 years, the next 15 years. I think that'd be pretty damn awesome. So we will definitely talk about that matchup on Monday night. We're going to talk about that matchup the second and the minute that it ends, because that's going to be a fun one. Speaking of a fun one, I'm trying to get you ready for the weekend. I got some interesting news for you. It's time for me to roll out. That's right. I'm getting ready to roll out. But I got some news for you. I have some interesting facts and tidbits. Guess what? Major League Baseball. The season is over on Sunday. The Celtics season might not be the only thing coming to a close. It's crazy to think we've gone through 2 months. Here we are. End of the regular season. Half of the damn teams are getting into the playoffs. I just saw the Marlins celebrating like it was a World Series win, like it was 2003. And I'm like, okay, get the hell over it. This season is just ridiculous to me. It's almost a farce. I understand we have to do it, but it's almost a farce that we got MVPs and Cy Youngs and Rookie of the Year for 2 months. Just to get to the playoffs so Major League Baseball can make more money. And I guess really right now is the real tournament. It is. This is the real game. Major League Baseball is ridiculous. We'll have plenty of time to talk about the playoffs as they get started and the season ends on Sunday. I gotta tell you, they've had some success though. After starting off with those delays in the COVID cases and wondering whether or not we were going to continue the season, Major League Baseball has not had a player test positive in about a month, 26 days. Good for them. And good for the NFL. They've pretty much been in the same space. No problems, no issues. Let's keep it that way. College athletics, not so much. Especially as the SEC gets ready to get going this weekend. Let's see what delays. Let's see what cancellations occur. Stay safe. Keep safe. Let's see what happens. But also, speaking about Major League Baseball, I got to tell you, if you're trying to buy a jersey, last night I told you that they got an agreement with Turner. Billions of dollars will be coming in for the next 7 to 8 years. But Aaron Judge, Mookie Betts, Bryce Harper, they lead Major League Baseball on the highest-selling jerseys list for the whole year. For Aaron Judge, I guess people want the keepsake. Because every time I see Aaron Judge, I feel like it might be the last time. Between him and Stanton, it's like, stay healthy. Let's do us all a favor and stay healthy. Speaking of healthy, Daniel House of the Houston Rockets, if you don't recall, Looked like he might have gotten some extracurricular activities in his hotel room in the bubble with the Houston Rockets. It's been said that he apologized before he left. I don't know why. He was taking care of a human need, a human urge. He was getting an itch scratched. And the Rockets were going home, so I don't blame him. He left before everybody else did, and he got something to do before he left. Good for him. And in odd news, Conor McGregor, this man says he will be fighting Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao in a boxing match in the Middle East early next year. Conor McGregor's all about the money. I'm not mad at him. This is a good payday for him. Good payday for Manny Pacquiao. I hope it can help him out with his taxes. But Manny Pacquiao, you know, Floyd Mayweather Jr., you know, Manny Pacquiao throws punches. He doesn't believe in, I will punch you and not get punched. Let's see what happens there. I think it'll be a nice payday while Conor becomes a punching bag. I'm sorry. Well, listen, folks, that was the rollout, and now I have to roll out. I want to thank each and every single one of you for listening every single night. Thanks for listening tonight. We got a lot of sports to talk about. Week 3 in the NFL, we have the Lakers, the opportunity to advance to the finals tomorrow. On Sunday, the Heat have the chance. The Celtics have the chance to stay alive. We just talked about Monday Night Football between the Ravens and the Chiefs. If you're in Los Angeles, watch me, KTLA, tomorrow and Sunday morning, covering sports. If you're in New York City, listen to me tomorrow afternoon on WFAN. You can listen on the freeradio.com app. Thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. Sal Licata is up next. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.